So there's not many major changes. We are looking for a decrease in yield on corn by about two bushels, maybe getting us down to a 181, 182, somewhere in there. That'll lower our production. Ending stocks will come down, but we may see some offset with some of the poor numbers off of ethanol. Obviously, there could be other adjustments, whether that comes in by way of the quarterly grain stocks adjusting the feed and residual numbers. At this point, we are looking for a minor decrease in ending stocks, getting us back down closer to maybe that 2 billion or just under that 2 billion in carryout. On the bean side of things, really no major changes looking on that. We're sitting at 290 right now. Anywhere from 285 to 300 would be an acceptable number. The USDA does know we're behind on overall export sales, but they haven't been as aggressive on changing export sales on the bean side of things as they have been increasing on the corn side. So there, I wouldn't look for anything major there. We do know that crush has been very good, so maybe that could offset. We also know that we are probably looking at a minor decrease in overall yields. Nothing major, maybe a half to 1% on beans, which, you know, when you think about it, is only about maybe a quarter to a half a bushel. So we'll still be watching for those numbers to come out, but really nothing major to expect out of the bean numbers. Big one and the wild card always comes in on feed and residual for corn. So that is the one that, that we don't really have a good way to gauge it. That's the one that the USDA a lot of times uses to pencil whip kind of everything else and make justifications for their changes that they make on a quarterly basis.
All right, Greg, lots of great information today. For anyone who would like to get in touch with Allendale, how can they do that?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.